The Speedway complex is massive. It covers more than 3 square miles. So after a long day watching races, you might need some help finding your car. That's where Kevin Sherrill comes in.
Do you have a key fob? You start hitting the lock button? Ah, so we're listening for a lock.
Sherrill is a volunteer driving fans around on a golf cart all weekend. After the nationwide race yesterday, he was helping a group find its truck.
That's it.
I'd say we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much.
Sherrill's day job is with a manufacturer in Hickory, but he really enjoys doing this.
We volunteer our time doing this kind of thing, driving the golf carts, and the Speedway makes a donation back to our charitable organization, which is the High School Girls Fast Pitch Team.
There are hundreds of people zipping around on golf carts. Some are volunteers, some are employees. And Speedway spokesman Jonathan Coleman says that's just a fraction of the staff.
We turn into a small city, really, you know, through the course of the weekend when we've got NASCAR events here in town, and employ everybody from parking attendants, you know, traffic crossing guards, anything and everything.
Coleman says there are roughly 5,000 volunteers and employees at the Speedway this weekend. Tommy Williams is one of the employees making sure firefighters and paramedics have what they need.
Anything involving the safety crews, their materials come out of here.
So like all of these helmets on the wall right here, these are for the safety crews?
Right. Our track firemen, track EMS, pit road firemen, fire carts, med carts, all of them have to have head protection.
This is a side gig for Williams. He's a full-time firefighter in Charlotte and a big NASCAR fan, so he enjoys being here and making a little extra money. Some of the nonprofits can make a lot of money. The Mount Pleasant Swim Club volunteers to sell NASCAR merchandise in return for a percentage of the profits.
Are you looking for cars? I've got Kyle Busch, Tony Stewart, Casey Kane, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That's Tina Condor from the Swim Club. She's done this for a few years.
And we can raise anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a year working at these booths. It's a lot of work, but we've done a lot of improvements to the pool this year because of the funds that we've raised out here.
A win-win for everyone. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.